So I'm here with Tanner Marty. He is an outfielder for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Tanner, first of all, thank you for taking a few moments to kind of talk to me about some baseball things.
Anytime. Just glad to be here.
So one of the first things I want to talk to you about is how do you approach a game and versus the whole season? Because, you know, from high school to college, there's more games, a lot more practices. So how do you change that mindset for a whole season, but also just for an individual game?
Well, we have few games, and every game in this league is so crucial. We've only got a 2-game lead right now, and any game we drop is crucial. It'll come down to that last series, maybe. Even so, we can't drop any games. We've got to take one game at a time and take care of business.
So as you were growing up, you know, looking at your life in baseball, who's been someone who really kind of inspired you and really pushed you to become better?
One person I always liked to watch in the major leagues was Adrian Beltre. He's kind of my inspiration for why I wear 29. He just is a dirtbag out there, and he does whatever it takes to get the job done, and he has fun.
Yeah, and so he's one of those guys who just kind of does whatever it needs and kind of, he does go out there and just kind of give it all. Is that something you've kind of been, you know, kind of focusing on for your own game, is to be the guy who just gives it all the time?
Yep, I want to be the guy that gives it all every time, and my teammates can count on me when the play needs to be made.
Okay. And so growing up, you know, looking in just kind of your playing days, is there a coach or someone who's really also kind of helped you with the techniques and growing as a player?
Guy Keller for the Seattle Stars was really big for me with my fundamental side of baseball, but the biggest person probably is Grady with handling my mental side of the game. He's really been helpful with me managing my frustration and anger and putting it into a good source of energy.
Yeah, and so we know baseball is a game of failure, so what are some of the things you do to help deal with that, the struggles you have of being, you know, maybe a hit one time but getting out three times?
You just kind of have to take small victories at points. You got to know if you barrel a ball up well that it's eventually going to drop, and that's the game. You got to beat 8 other guys out there, so it's just a matter of hitting the ball in the right spot, and it's not going to happen every time, but you just got to keep your head up and keep swinging.
So also looking at kind of just things, because we know baseball is really superstitious and a lot of repetition. Do you have any superstitions that you tend to follow?
I try not to, because I feel like if I get superstitious, I just start thinking way too much. And I know I do, but I try to push myself away from thinking about it as much as possible, because I know if I do that, then it's just going to lead to me thinking more about stuff I don't need to be thinking about.
So for you, it's really more about, you know, playing and less thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, being an outfielder, there's a lot of time to think out there. So are there certain things you do to keep yourself just focused on the game or moving around?
Just always keep track of where my runners are, what the counts are, just staying in my defensive mode so I don't get sidetracked and can't think about my bats out there, because it'll take away from what I need to do on defense. So I just try to stay in the game and know what I have to do next pitch.
So is there a moment in your baseball career that you've looked at and go, man, I think I enjoyed that moment the most, or maybe that game or that season? Was there a time you just kind of looked at and go, that's when it really maybe clicked for you or really kind of just made the biggest impact?
My freshman year in high school, I didn't play, but we won the state championship, and I got to go along with that group of guys, and it was just an experience to see all that kind of baseball and see the talent. It made me really want to be successful and play the next level.
Perfect. And then, you know, for kids who are coming up and looking towards the future, what is advice that you would give them as they look to maybe play college or maybe play professional?
Keep your head up always. If you go through droughts, keep it up. It's only temporary. You got to learn to have small victories and keep plowing.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.